This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley. Outkast's new release is an unusual double album. It's really two separate albums, one each by the group's two leaders, Andre 3000 Benjamin and Antoine Big Boy Patton. Big Boy's is called Speakerbox, and Andre's is called The Love Below. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the resulting package is music that is less schizophrenic than you might expect.
Girl, you could've.
The Atlanta, Georgia duo that forms the heart and brains of Outkast seems to be going in opposite directions this time around. On the track I just played, called Bowtie, Big Boy Patton hews closely to Outkast's roots in funk music, while Andre is going for something more pop, even acoustic, in a song like Hey Ya.
One, two, three,
My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to, but can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, because the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, because we don't know how.
This is the opposite of a group effort. The Outkast members even recorded their albums in different parts of the country, Big Boy in Atlanta, Andre in Los Angeles. Big Boy's guiding musical mentor would seem to be George Clinton's P-Funk, while Andre is expanding his sound to include pop and jazz. In a charmingly self-indulgent moment, he offers a passable version of John Coltrane's version of My Favorite Things. But here's a musical quiz. Which one of them made this?
Today I might snow, tomorrow I'll rain. 3000's always changing, but you stay the same, and I need that. Hey, I need that.
In my life,
when I feel washed up and inadequate and throw all my songs away, no matter how mad I get, you make me smile. Make me smile, you make me smile, you make me. Oh, you're the anchor that holds me down. When my ship is sinking, you won't let me drown, and I'm grateful.
It turns out that that's Andre. But its gut bucket funkiness is a quality he still shares with Big Boy. They also share certain lyrical themes, such as an infatuation with women, that expresses itself both romantically and sexually with a deceptively casual intensity. You never know what to expect listening to these two records. Big Boy raps hard, but he's never as hardcore as Andre is on the song called Spread. In the past, Outkast has evinced a gift for topical material that pays off as music as well as message. I'm thinking of songs like Rosa Parks and the prescient Bombs Over Baghdad. On their new effort, music itself is most often the subject. Exercises in genre, as in this bit of funky gospel called Church.
Sometimes life can keep me down with your face all in the dirt. But if you feel that left behind, need to get up and go to church.
Into the mode, time to drop a load. My life is going downhill like some cardboard in the snow. My bank account is frozen. I don't think that I can get out this hole. Feel like the figure four leg lock, like the jury when awakened, then they came back deadlocked. I can't move, I can't eat, I can't even breathe. Can't even buy a decent sack without the stems and the seeds. No trees, no peas to ease the stress of everyday living. But homeless people gotta suck it up wherever they live in. The unforgiving or the unwilling. Live a life of sinning and expect to be as pure as an infant in the beginning. But
what about repenting?
What about detention? What about you eating dinner in the devil's kitchen?
what about repenting?
What about committing the same sin over and over again and again and again and again?
Although they're doing interviews saying things like, Outkast is forever, and it's about growing up, not breaking up, Andre and Big Boi are giving these interviews separately. And while Big Boi is happy to continue to find new crunchiness in nuggets of hip-hop, Andre is striving for a new ambitiousness, recently insisting that hip-hop has to move on. His comparison was that hip-hop is to jazz as his new music is to bebop, more experimental, yet still playful and tuneful. I hope these two guys stay together, because they're never as good as when they're making music from inside an Outkast framework.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new double CD album from Outkast.